The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Who's ready for a shower?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Good morning and welcome. 5:54 on Star 102.1. A little rain this morning. Cool today. High only 50. Fun-loving degrees. And it's a listener suggestion this morning by text that we indulge in a new trend. You know, we're trendy here.
Yes, that's us.
On the Mark and Kim Show.
Very trendy.
Very trendy. If it's to be done... Oh, we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it we're doing?
Someone asked, maybe y'all should try that new thing called speech fasting.
Get up.
Where you don't speak until noon.
That doesn't bode well for our show, does it?
Thanks, Tina.
Now.
Tina, you big old weena.
Get it.
Yeah, speech fasting. She sent me the link for this, and she says, hey, guys. I know Marcus talked about his intermittent fasting, which I'm not doing, by the way.
I didn't mean to, but I end up doing it because I don't eat until we get off the show for sure, and then usually it's around noon.
What time do you have dinner?
Dinner. But what do you call dinner? See, we talked about this before. My grandmother called dinner lunch.
But you don't.
Or lunch,
I'm
dinner.
Asking you. We're not asking what your grandmother. I'm asking.
Okay.
You eat dinner, which is the final meal of your day.
5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay. So if you're done eating by 6 and you don't eat again till noon.
Yeah.
And you don't eat again till noon?
Yeah, at least. Sometimes it's later than that.
All right. That's an 18-hour fast, if you will. So you are intermittently fasting.
Not on purpose, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing it either on purpose. I'm not hungry until I get home, and that's sometimes around noon. And speech fasting, where people try to avoid talking until noon. Going viral because a singer is doing it to protect their voice, and there's science that it can lower your blood pressure, which is interesting because this show, for listeners and the hosts, raises blood pressure. The idea isn't new, but it's going viral now because a European singer has been posting about it on social media. She's a singer, so it makes more sense. But, you know, we are also people who use our voices.
But we use it, you know, from
our fast would have to begin at 10 a.m. I wonder how well that would go over in life.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine speech fasting? Well, you know, I have to protect my instrument. Right, you know.
My instrument must be protected.
Oh, was that your instrument, by the way?
Yeah, well.
your instrument needs some tuning.
Yeah.
For God's sake, open up the spit valve. Drain that spit valve. Which, if you think about, I played trumpet for years. From fourth grade through my senior year in high school. Still have it here.
Oh, yeah, it's under the desk out there.
You'd play. At the end of the song, you'd see every trumpeter. And I don't know who else, maybe French horns, maybe other valved instruments where you blow into it.
Which is kind of gross when you think about it.
You would turn to the side, open up your spit valve and blow through your instrument and all the spit would. And if you hadn't done it in a while, it was like it would pour out. Like we had a guy named Marshall.
Oh, God.
Just greatest trumpeter you ever heard. Went on to a career in trumpeting.
Was he full of spit?
Oh, well, he was like the loud trumpeter. He was like a blare. He would blare. He's just awesome. Awesome. Marshall Bryan. And then when he would turn on, it was like a tsunami. Okay. Uh-huh. It was like, you know.
Like he had a faucet on his or
like
something?
He had the, you know, he had the silver trumpet, the expensive one. And then he turned it, first trumpet, first chair, the whole thing. And he turned it, it would like splash on the floor.
Oh.
But back to speech fasting. We shan't. And I'm not sure Kim could get through her day, even after 10 a.m.
Oh, no.
Without saying anything all day. Oh, for God's
sake. I'm actually very quiet at home.
I'm stuck.
I am.
Okay.
Home, I'm very quiet.
What number in the bracket was that one? Okay. Was it in the top four, final four? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just like she didn't get pulled over by TWRI the other day.
I didn't.
Right. You did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, someone in the text also said she's lying.
She's not.
She said you had your liar voice on. You say, I have liar's eyes.
No, I didn't.
She said you have.
I was not pulled over by TWRA.
Look at the text.
Just because it's in the text doesn't mean it's true.
You have used the text as truth on many occasions on this show.
I have.
Take out.
Whoever is in the text, because I haven't seen it yet, but they weren't with me. They don't know.
Oh, so you must be with someone to believe them.
I guess so.
All right. Well, good morning. Welcome. All right. So we'll see 50 today, 51 tomorrow, 60 and 67 for Saturday and Sunday, respectively. And then into the 70s next week is where it should be, but more rain chances are off on Monday and Tuesday. And Monday, eclipse to be ruined.
Oh.
It seemed, I'll be storm chasing.
You're going to change it from eclipse.
I'm going
chasing.
How they chase tornadoes. Yeah. I'm going to be chasing breaks in the clouds. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to have every weather app open, all the radar showing,
and look for blue sky or clear sky.
I know somebody who works in Cape Girardeau radio, and has said their mission that day, working with the local TV station, is if you're tuned into us, we will tell you where the breaks in the clouds are and how how to get there quickly. They'll be dropping pins on their website.
I really want you to find a place to see it, because this has been your dream, your goal.
Oh, I've seen it.
Since 2017. Right. You've been wanting to do this.
The reason why is because the next one is not till 2044.
Yeah.
And I'll be 6 feet under by that point.
No.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not necessarily.
You should check my family history.
You may have to have someone drive you there and wheel you up to a clear spot.
2044 is the next time we get the next big event for Totality. Yeah. It's 20 years from now. So, me alive in 20 years. I'm going to die here, you know?
Right here.
Right here, yeah.
We've often said.
Man pulls gun because Burger King was running a deal. They'll attack you for anything, okay?
How dare they?
Well, I mean, yes, how dare they? It's not sarcastic. Yes, how dare you pull a gun on somebody because you didn't like the price of your meal being lower because of a deal?
No, I meant how dare they run a deal?
Oh, how dare they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cops in Cleveland, because you know, Cleveland, have been trying to track down a guy who pulled a gun on a Burger King worker because his breakfast cost less than expected. I'll let the man who had the gun pulled on him, the Burger King employee, explain it to you. There's a little Easter egg here towards the end. I'd like you to see if you pick up on it. It cracked me up when I heard it the first time this morning.
He ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8, and he actually thought he was like, my order can't be right. It should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And he just was kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I'd have been leaving all my kids, like everything. That's just,
oh my gosh.
I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I got 10 kids.
And what is the number? What's the number of kids a man has to have before you start saying, what the hell?
10.
Is it 10?
At 10, I'm saying, what the hell?
Is that the number?
But if he had said 8, I'd have probably said, what the hell?
Yeah.
Say yeah, five. But 10 resonates.
More than 6.
See, if a guy says 5, that's he's prolific.
More than six,
his
I'm
wife
saying.
Is, they decided on a big family.
Yeah.
5, you decided on a really big family. 6, I got 6 kids out here. You start to think he's a player.
Oh, yeah. If you say out here, like out and about, like here
see,
and
I don't
there
think
he,
I think I added that.
Okay.
Like if he says, I got 10 kids out here.
No, he just said, I got 10 kids.
Right.
If you say more than 6, I'm thinking, damn.
Okay. Yeah. I got to ask this. If he's got 10 kids, what is Burger King paying and can I get a job? Right. Because I would assume if he's
Burger King one of his jobs Or,
well, I mean, if you've got,
I mean,
10,
it's none of our business, but
he's got 10 kids. I would assume he's paying for some of them. If he's going to shout them out, he's got to be, you know, he's got to be some sort of responsible.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't pull in guns because your deal was better than you thought it would be. You were ready to pay $11 for it. It came up to $8. And the guy, and like he said, at 9 o'clock in the morning. What are people so mad out here for? 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning could be someone's end of their day. Keep that in mind.
That's true.
A lot of third shift workers like to pull guns on people. All right, I have no idea what
that
meant. I'm kidding. We have just, they are the backbone of our society, the hardworking overnight employee. I was kidding. They will now. If they
can, really? If we they got can, windows all around us.
That's right. Not the 1975 Knox on Star Water 2.1. A little rain this morning, possible. Cool, though. 50 today, 51 tomorrow. Warms up a little for the weekend, 60 and 70. Fun, love it, degrees. Monday, eclipse Monday. Here, scattered showers. Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Carbondale, Illinois. Shares. And the chance of shares have increased from 43% in Cape Girardeau up to 65% in Cape Girardeau. And from Carbondale, 65% up to 80% chance of rain, showers, cloud
cover.
So
where's your next target?
Probably the target down here at North Shore. Just go and hang out there for a little while. What else do I, why, you know, am I going to travel that far to go see an eclipse that I can't see? Probably. Probably.
Since that's your goal.
Well, I like to travel. I like to go do stuff, even if it's, you know, turns out to be nothing.
Well, Chris Selnick and Stephanie Senek may be traveling with you.
The who?
They may be,
the who and the who?
They're the couple that are going to get...
What are their last names?
Chris Selnick and Stephanie Senek.
Selnick is marrying a Senek?
Senet.
Senet.
S-E-N-N-E-T-T.
All right.
She will be taking Selnick, we assume. So she's going from Senet to Selnick.
Or she'll keep her last name too.
Stephanie Senet Selnick. That's hard to say.
That's a tongue twister.
But they're getting married in the middle of the darkest part. They want to get married at the minute, second of totality. So they want to time everything out.
Where are they going? Where are they
going? Well, they're in Maine. And so they're going to travel to the closest place where they are.
This is a
They don't tell the exact place because they don't want everybody to go and mess up their wedding.
Yeah. Hold on. Everybody to go and mess up their wedding.
Well, because they said it's going to be crowded anyway, and they're worried about traffic to begin with, because they said, we're going to leave and time it exactly so that we can get married, and they're going to have their officiant and everything there. And they're really worried about traffic, because they said so many people are going to be traveling to be there at the minute of totality.
So they're not saying where they're going?
No.
Well, how do they have guests?
Well, they'll tell the guests, but they're not really making it a big deal. They said as long as we're there and the officiant's there our immediate family.
Has it become a news story?
Yes.
And they're not making it a big deal, huh?
Well, okay, they're making it a big deal for them.
What are you talking about?
But he...
And the cool thing about this is it's like a theme wedding that can't be replicated for 20 years.
Yeah.
Because there won't be another full eclipse like this until 2044.
Exactly. So they're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I'm thinking, well, no. As we've discussed, I hope to be here in 20 years. You said you won't be here in 20 years, but I hope you are too.
And you've also proven that weddings aren't a once-in-a-lifetime deal, so there you have it.
Yes, that's true.
And she keeps talking about her third husband.
For me, it was a twice-in-a-lifetime thing.
For now.
I don't plan on it being a third time.
See, don't plan on it.
Don't plan on it.
Now, she was the one that was pushing for the totality of the eclipse wedding, and he wasn't too sure about it. And he's like, I don't know about this.
And why not?
Because he just didn't think it was that big of a deal. But she kept talking about it, and he said, no.
Maybe she experienced the 2017. He hasn't experienced it yet. He has no idea. The beautiful, just the spiritual moment that happens. It's amazing.
Well, they're going to have the dress code, of course, has to have the glasses. And
you don't have to look up.
Well, but they gave the ones that are coming the invitation. They did send the glasses with the invitation.
That's cool.
The wedding colors are navy blue and gold. And during the ceremony, she'll walk down the aisle at the moment of totality. Okay. So it'll be perfectly dark. And he goes, nobody will be able to see us because we'll have the glasses
But it's not perfectly dark. And that's the thing. See, people are dopey because you don't leave the glasses on once totality has taken place. You want to experience what has happened after the sun is blocked by the moon and the earth.
Yeah.
You want that. You want to experience all that. Matter of fact, my suggestion is don't wear the glasses while the actual moment is happening, so you can experience as it gets dark all of a sudden, because a lot of people put the glasses on when it was bright, saw the thing happen in the sky with the sun, took off their glasses. It was dark. They missed that moment when it just decreases. It's like you turn down the dimmer switch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have your glasses off. Don't look at the sun then, obviously. Yeah. And then you'll have plenty of time. Enjoy that. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the bugs. You'll see the 360-degree sunset. Put your glasses on then look up and see, oh, that's cool. The corona around the black dot that is the sun. That's how to do it.
Well, they say they're doing it rain or shine. So even if they're following you.
No, that's just dopey.
Why?
If it's going to rain, then there's no point to it. Hold on. Do I have to explain cloud cover and eclipse again?
No.
Are you sure? So there's a list of things you should not do when pulled over. And we're going to get into that next because, of course, what just happened here on the show just over the last few days.
Sarah, but I wasn't pulled over.
I choose to believe what you told me first.
But it was a joke. It was April Fool's.
But I was told on April 2nd, so I wasn't fooled. I believe it.
You were fooled.
But I do believe it.
Everybody was fooled.
Sarah from Athens, constant texter, one of our favorite listeners.
Yeah, she's on there a lot.
Mm-hmm. I said, I haven't heard today's show. This was on the 3rd, yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I just listened to yesterday, and Kim is lying. She had her lying voice on.
My lying voice.
Hey, if I got liar's eyes, you can have a lying voice. So there's a Facebook post up from a few days ago. Says, how in the world was I just pulled over for speeding by a Tennessee wildlife officer? Do they even have that jurisdiction? Oh boy, did we learn a lot about the jurisdiction of a Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency
they
officer.
They can do it all.
They can do. Yes. And how would she know?
Because
she was pulled over. Right. So I have some questions for you concerning that. Seeing that Sarah and other listeners, and by the way, don't get so offended when I call you a liar, because you often call me a liar. You're lying. You've got your liar's eyes on. You're lying.
Yeah, you do have liar's eyes when you're not telling the truth.
Oh, now it's not telling the truth. Otherwise known as...
Liar. Liar. Mm-hmm. Liar.
So don't get all pissy when I go on about your lying. Mm-hmm. Did you get out of your car when the TWRA pickup truck pulled you over? Did they have?
I was not
what color
pulled
lights?
Over.
I always thought they had like green lights at the top, like green and yellow.
Yeah, just something different.
Then you think like something out in the wild. Like
foresty.
A forest, yes.
Did they foresty.
Have, yeah. Did they have, what color were their lights when they pulled you over?
I have no idea. The vehicle is green for the TWRA, but I have no idea about their lights. I've never seen their lights in action.
So they pulled you over without using their lights?
I wasn't pulled over.
I'm believing the text that you put up on Facebook.
Well, I wasn't pulled over.
I did see that you edited that, though. You
what?
Did, you did edit that.
Oh, this was a joke on
this
Mark.
This was a prank on Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you scroll...
And everybody else, actually, because you know, I even had somebody say, are you pulling a joke on all of us right now? It's like, yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was for Mark, but you know, everybody else was on that bus, too.
It says, don't wait to pull over. If they're right behind you with their lights on, they are probably pulling you over. Don't assume they're not. Pull over. Did you assume maybe they have to be going for somebody else other than me? I'm driving a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, because I wasn't in a boat, you know.
Right. See that? See what? See what she just did right
admission.
There? She just admitted it.
No, I did not. I was not pulled over by the TWRA officer.
Didn't we have a comment from a listener that said that he saw you?
Yes. James.
Yeah, but he was lying.
Oh, so everyone else is a liar.
But her.
When they pulled up and they got out of their vehicle, you didn't also get out of your vehicle, did you?
When I have been pulled over in the past,
I'm not asking
I do
about
not
that.
Get out
I'm
of my
asking
vehicle.
About when you got pulled over on March 31st.
I wasn't pulled over.
Her liar's voice is on. You hear that?
What is my liar's voice?
What are my liar's eyes?
Oh, your liar's eyes are when you have a lot of real estate.
A lot of real estate.
Yeah, your eyes get very, your lids get very, very wide.
Like he shows more of the white.
Yeah, no, not the white. It's like the lids themselves, not the, not the.
If I show more lids, my eyes.
Not the white of his eyes.
If I show more lids, then my eyes are closed. What are you talking about?
No, your eyebrows go up.
Right now, I'm currently showing you the most lid I can. Am I lying?
No, you don't. No.
Am I lying?
No, you're
not. Here's my lids.
No, you're not showing me the most lid that you can.
I'm guessing you're probably flipping me off right now. You've done it before with my eyes open. Oh, you know why? You call her out as a liar.
You call me out as a liar when I'm not lying.
Did you hide your hands? You know, they say the best thing to do is to put your hands on top of the steering wheel.
I do believe. Now, I've been pulled over a lot of times. I can tell you what you should and should not do.
Now, with your hands maybe not on the steering wheel, is because you were trying to hide the ferret that you just... Because, you know, Tennessee Wildlife Resource might be concerned that you're driving around...
Let me shove this ferret in my pocket. Is that a ferret in your pocket? Why, yes, officer, it is.
Sounds like it's time for somebody who needs a wax.
Yeah.
There's a ferret in your pocket. You need to get to the place. We'll end it there.
Oh my gosh.
Kim and her ferret. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Matt and one named Mariah. Today, Mariah and Matt are playing the feud for...
a $30 gift card to Jacob's Deli and Grill on Middlebrook Pike, where their motto is, "What can I do to make your day pleasant?"
Not to be confused with Chick-fil-A, of course. Pleasure.
The pleasure to make your day pleasant.
And pleasant. There's no lawsuit, is there, between Chick-fil-A and... Jacob's Grill over pleasure or pleasant?
I don't think they have beef between them.
No beef. I hope they both have beef. I'd like Chick-fil-A to have a hamburger. I really would.
But they don't.
I know. I would like that, though, because you know they do it right. They would do it right.
Everything they do is right.
All right, Mariah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Matt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to start with the ladies. It'll be the top five answers on the board, Mariah, for this first round of the first point. Give me the most popular answer. Name something you might associate with a goat.
With a goat? Mm-hmm. A farm?
You might associate a goat with a farm. Is that on the list? Did not make the top five. We might be a little more specific. Kim, name something you might associate with a goat.
The smell. They smell like a goat.
Is the goat smell on my list? Huh.
No, we're not doing well, Mariah.
Strike two of three. Five answers left. Name something you might associate with a goat, Mariah.
Goat cheese.
Is goat cheese on the list? Yes. Yes, feta / cheese on the list at number five. Kim, something you might associate with a goat.
They're horns. They're, what do you call them?
Horns?
Okay, they're horns.
You want to say antlers?
Yeah, but I don't think that's right.
Right, I don't think it's right. That's why.
Yeah.
Are the horns on the list? That would be strike three. I'd say boys, talk it out.
Their beard, like the goatee.
Yeah.
The time for discussion is over. Matt, to steal the first round of the first point, name something you might associate with a goat.
How about, would goat milk be the same as goat cheese?
He said goat milk. Is that on the list?
That is correct, sir.
Yes. Because you can have goat milk without turning it into goat cheese. So, yes. Anyway, and so, Scoremaster Steve, it is...
1 for Matt, 0 for Mariah.
Yeah, milk at number 1, funny videos at number 2, fainting goats at number 3, weird eyes at number 4, and, of course, feta or cheese at number 5. All right, Matt, we stay with you. Second round, 2 points available. Top 5 answers on the board. Matt, give me the most popular answer. Name something people might do once a week.
Oh.
2 seconds.
Shave.
They might shave once a week. You must work from home then. Strike number 1. Yes, man. Name something people might do only once a week.
Grocery store.
Eat out.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, sorry.
Did you notice how Kim and Mariah went back and forth on their answers?
My bad.
That's okay.
They weren't good answers, but we did go back and forth.
You did take turns. Did you say grocery shop?
Yes.
Okay. You might grocery shop once a week at number 2 on the list and 2 strikes left. Matt, something you might do once a week.
Go out to eat.
Is going out to eat on the list? Strike 2. Yes, man.
Go to the church house.
Going to the church house. Exactly what county are you from? Anywhere north of Union, by any chance?
The church house.
Going to the church house. You're going to get married at the church house. Is that on the list? Yes, church without the word house behind it.
It was said just like that. The church house.
At the churches. Going to the churches. Lord have mercy. Number 1, 4, and 5 are left. Matt, let's have another classic answer. Maybe a strike, maybe an answer. Matt?
How about go on a date?
Go on a date once a week. Maybe that's when you go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Matt sucks. I mean, Matt strikes out. Girls, talk it out quickly.
Change the bed sheets, wash the car, have sex.
The time for discussion is over. Mariah, steal these points by answering, name something people might do only once a week.
Workout.
Is workout on the list?
That is correct, sir.
Yes.
Good job.
Laundry at number one. Laundry at number one. Grocery shopping at number two. Going to the churches. Going to the church house at three. Yard work at number four. And exercise at number five. Working out. All right.
Good job.
Scoremaster Steve.
That is two for Mariah, one for Matt.
All right, Mariah, you're in the lead, so you get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. It's round three, top four answers on the board, and only two strikes to work with. Name something that would keep you in bed all day. You know, bed rotting. Name something that would keep you in bed all day. Do you want to play that or pass that?
Play.
Play it. Mariah, name something that might keep you in bed all day.
Sickness, like the flu.
Is illness on the list? It is at number one. Kim, something that might keep you in bed all day.
Your honeymoon.
Is... I'm going to give her that because number four is sex. And I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's Alex O, who's, of course, probably still a virgin. Answers two and three are left, girls. So, Mariah, with two strikes to work with, name something that would keep you in bed all day.
Rain, like thunderstorms.
Is the weather the rain on the list? It is at number three. Kim, something that would keep you in bed all day.
Movie marathon.
Movie marathon! No, strike number one of two. Mariah!
Oh.
2 seconds.
With TV, like a TV show.
Strike, boys, talk it out for the win.
A breakup slash depression.
There you go.
The time for discussion is over. To take it all right here, Matt, name something that would keep you in bed all day.
Depression.
Is depression on the list?
That is correct.
Yay! Yeah. Number one, illness. Number two, depression. Number three, rain. Number four, sexual relations. With that woman. Miss Lewinsky. You know. Hey, Mariah, thanks for trying. We appreciate you. Have a lovely day. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt, congratulations. We got some food for you over at Jacob's Grill.
Awesome. Thank you.
So there's a news in the story today that only...
What? There's a news in
there's
the...
There's a story in the news today.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm transposing that. There's a story in the news today that only 53%... of people who answered this survey wash their sports underwear and clothes after each trip to the gym. Okay, only 53%. So about half of the people wash their clothes that they wear to the gym after every workout.
You mean like their foundational garments?
Like any of their clothes, including their foundational garments.
I have things in my gym locker that I will wear multiple days.
Okay.
Even if I sweated it.
Okay. I'm learning that my son stinks before his workout even begins because...
Well, we know that.
He does this too.
He carries raw clams in a baggie in his pocket. He always smells.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't always smell, but he does smell before his workout. He's been working out in the mornings with a couple of friends. So they meet at 6 o'clock. They work out, they shower, they change into their school clothes,
together?
And then go to school.
Oh, I was wondering the same thing.
Right. Yeah. There you go. It's a progressive high school they goes to there.
They're not working out at high school. They're working out at the gym. They shower, they change, they go to school.
Moving on.
So anyway, he came home yesterday and I said, be sure you put your workout clothes in the laundry and go ahead and put the rest of the laundry in the washer.
I'll ask you the same question I ask every time. How is this any of your business?
Well, because I had laundry ready to go, and I said, put your clothes...
You often brag, oh, my son and husband, they do their own laundry.
Well, they do, and I said, I've got stuff up there. Put the rest of the laundry in the washer, if you would. Get it ready and start it.
Now it's an if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I had other stuff to
get done. He is a 19-year-old man. If he wants to smell like workout sweat...
Let me finish this, though. So I said, if you would, put it in there... put the rest of the laundry in there and go ahead and start the laundry because we've got some that needs to be done. He goes, okay. And he goes, but I don't have my clothes with me. They're out in the car. And I said, well, while you're down here, just go get them and put them in there. You don't leave them in your car. Your car will stink. He goes, no, Mom, they're at the gym.
Nanya.
And I go, what do you mean they're at the gym? And he goes, well, I'm going to work out again tomorrow morning.
Right.
And he goes, and then he goes, we work out a couple of days, take a day off to work out a couple of days. He goes, I'll bring them in Friday to wash. Yeah. And I'm like, are you wearing the same clothes every day?
Ask him if he's wearing the same underwear every day.
And he said,
that's a concern for everybody, not just.
And know. I said, what? And he goes, yeah, I leave them there because they're dry by the time I put them on the next morning. Yep. I go, what?
Yep.
I go, do you not smell yourself? And he goes, I don't smell. What do you mean you don't smell?
When's the last time you went to a pure workout gym, like with weights?
Oh.
I'm not talking about just like a gym that's, you know, hot and
stretchy. I go to Hot Work.
Hot and stretchy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, you know, putting up the iron, baby.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that.
Okay, well, if you don't do that, there is a certain odor there that is part of the testosterone estrogen that compels and propels a workout, baby.
Woo. Well, now we know why.
All right, none of your business.
He's been wearing, and apparently his friends do too.
Business.
I'm assuming they do. Now, one of them is very fastidious with their cleanliness and stuff.
Is that the one he's showering with?
No, they're not showering together in the same shower.
I'll get your back.
But
I got your back and I'll get your back. It means two totally different things.
But I have to assume. Stop it.
No, I won't.
I have to assume that if there are 50% of the people in this survey, that there's 50% of the people at this gym.
You're back into where you don't need to worry about this stuff. It has nothing to do with mom. Not a thing.
If he's wearing the same nasty clothes, there has to be bacteria, there has to be germs, there has to be just yuckiness.
All the things that allow us to take those into our system and stay healthy against other bacteria and other things, viruses that get into our system. If you want everything perfectly cleansed, that's why kids are so sick. Anymore. So, Nanya.
It is Manya.
It's Nanya.
It's Manya.
Well, you can't let go.
So, do you wear the same underwear? If you go
underwear
work out,
is different. Underwear is different.
People are saying they wear dirty underwear and everything that they work out in.
The underwear sweats or is wet in any way, shape, or form, it's tossed. Okay? It gets in the hamper. But the workout clothes, like the shirt or the sweatshirt or the hoodie or even the pants or the shorts, they can go 2, 3, 5, 10.
Oh, no. Doesn't it itch? That just feels awful.
Itch. Okay. What? How?
Because it's just nasty.
What would make your clothes itch because you sweated in them?
Because I'm thinking about, I sweated in them the last time. Doesn't that just feel
like your skin crawl?
No, yes. Yeah.
Maybe this is why you don't work out.
Well, I didn't say I don't work out. I don't wear these same dirty clothes, though.
One more time. None of your business.
It is mine, ya.
Are you at the gym with the clothes?
No.
Are you working out with him?
No. That'd be weird.
Then what's your problem?
Yes, I'm getting up and going to the workout with my son.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying? Unless you're there, what does it matter to you?
It's the thought.
Okay, well, okay. You can like run off with your thoughts then. We'll be over here rubbing each other's backs. Okay. Oh, welcome to the Mark and Kim Show, where we put up a Facebook post based on this. Do elbows on the table at dinner bother you? What about loud chewing or people who don't wait for everyone else to start eating before you start eating? A survey by a restaurant group, has found out it has become much more casual when eating out, especially with Gen Z diners, who 60% believe that traditional table manners are no longer relevant.
Not just table manners.
And this was specifically about table manners, but the Facebook post that I put up this morning, you know, all manners. Here's manners about certain things that you should do, mannerly things. Otherwise, Gammy would come down on you.
Oof. Gammy.
Gammy.
All things you know about manners, you learned from Gammy, didn't you?
Truly.
Yeah.
My step-grandmother. So we did ask the question, any manners, are they outdated?
No.
Mark says, with our kids, we never enforce the no elbows on the table. Come on, man. What's that about? And while I'm at it, why do I get 3 forks at a fancy restaurant? Table's got more silver than Flava Flav's mouth. Oh, God. That's not your most updated grill reference, though. Is it?
No. No.
Mark needs to update his grill references. Lindsay, pulling a chair out for the lady. I don't trust my hubby enough not to be playing games that day and just pull the chair out.
That's something I would do.
What if you injure the person? You know, that's a fall. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
When they fall to the floor, that's on their coccyx.
It's a prank.
You like that word.
Coccyx.
At least I know how to say it. Yeah. I don't stop after the first syllable. I don't know what kind of chair that would be, but yeah, you could injure somebody significantly.
Okay.
Wow.
And you're saying you wouldn't enjoy that? And I love falling
pranks, but I don't like it when somebody injures somebody. Perfect. Okay, I do watch videos where people pull the chair out before somebody sits down.
And at some point in your life, I bet you have pulled a chair out and had somebody fall to the ground.
Right. And I've been concerned with their coccyx.
He's a coccyx carer.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it. You're going to get close. With the way you talk, the way you speak, you got to be very careful. So I did ask what manners, table or otherwise, are outdated, and some of the people didn't get it. Like Jody, washing your hands before you eat.
That's outdated?
Jody?
That's not outdated.
I'm the mom and hand washing monitor at my house, which means it's not outdated, darling. You want that to be, that's your number one manner concern. Again, here's Mary. Blowing your nose on the napkin at the end of the meal and placing it on the table.
Oh,
that's not outdated. That's still good manners not to do that. Yeah, this is the what manners, table or otherwise, are outdated.
Y'all are about to get yelled at.
Brian, if you say coccyx one more time, you're about to get yelled at. Saying something when someone else sneezes. Just let me sneeze in peace. All right, so there you go. That's an outdated. You don't have to say bless you or God bless you. Just let them sneeze in peace, says Brian. I get you.
No, wait a minute.
Brian, by the way, in a relationship with James, who saw you pulled over by the TWRA, by the way, just so you know. Constant companions of the Mark and Kim show. Seeing things, reporting things. And Kim comes back and says, no.
He didn't see me. He may have seen somebody pulled over, but it wasn't me.
Heather, no wearing hat to the table is an outdated manner thing.
I never quite got that. I don't have a problem with somebody with a hat at the table.
See, I had a stepmother that wouldn't even allow me to wear the hat in the house.
Yeah, and there's a reference to shoes off in the house. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter insists upon that.
Is she the one with her nose in the air?
Bit. Just a touch. She does. Well, I mean, but then she's got a baby crawling around the floor, so I can understand that. Mm-hmm. She's got children on the floor. She doesn't want things. And think about what you track in. I mean,
I agree.
It makes all the sense in the world.
It does.
I don't like it. Randy also says, some people believe you have to take off your hat to eat, but what does that have to do with the digestive system?
See, that's my thing. I don't understand the hat at the table, what the problem is.
Heather thinks the outdated manner of saying that something is not very ladylike when someone says that's not very ladylike.
Yeah.
What is ladylike anymore? Have you heard some of the music we play?
Why do we have to be ladylike?
Why do you have to be ladylike?
Yeah. Hayden, we want equal rights and yet we're supposed to be ladylike. I don't get it.
I think you can still be a lady and want equal rights.
I agree. But I mean, why should we be all proper when, you know, the men don't have to be all proper?
Is this the part where you paint yourself into a corner verbally?
It might be. It might be.
Someone referenced that in the text the other day.
It might be.
Hayden, respecting your elders always bothered me. How about respecting everyone? I don't want to give people the excuse to act however they want because their back hurts.
Because their back hurts?
So, I mean, is he trying to say butt hurt? Because their butt
hurts? Maybe, maybe so.
Butt hurt gets it, I don't know, hidden on the comments. No, somebody texted us the other day. I said butt hurt in the comments the other day about our April Fool's Day prank, and it got hidden by Facebook.
Because your butt hurt?
Not physically, butt hurt. Because you understand the phrase.
No, I understand what you're saying.
All right, cool.
But that was hidden?
It got hidden, yeah, so we had to dig it out of the hides. Yeah, so to speak. How does he not know? How does he not see when he's being tricked or pranked? For some reason, somehow here on the Mark and Kim show over the last 3 hours or so, the term snapping turtle has been used over and over again. Discussions of snapping turtles and alligator snapping turtles and fish named alligator gars and all sorts of stuff. You brought in pictures from your youth concerning snapping turtles and that you've eaten turtle. And I've said, I didn't know we knew this. And you said, yeah, I told you, I have eaten turtle before. I'm like, but where's the meat? Where's the meat? You see it crushed in the highway. It don't look like a lot of meat. It looks like jello in a shell is what it looks like. Okay. Goo. Awful. It looks disgusting. Yeah. In my life, I will never, ever, ever eat turtle. Ever.
Well, I'm not on purpose.
Let me tell you, if there's a mystery meat, I ain't touching it. I got to see it. And then he drops this little thing on us that you should just make you shake your head. Go ahead and drop the whole tale of a snapping turtle that someone told you to do what?
No, yeah, I was holding the snapping turtle plug.
No, yeah. Let's start it out with a good yeah. How about you just start it without the no, yeah?
I was holding the snapping turtle by its tail,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as we put it in the trunk, I was told, smell your hands. So I smelled my hands, and it smelled really, really good, like cologne. And I was told that they make cologne out of this musk that the snapping turtle produces.
And we have searched the internet, and there's not a reference to the sweet smell of the back end of a snapping turtle.
It's all about how they stink, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Do you think that somebody was just possibly trying to get you to smell your hand, which is probably going to smell gross, but then you're so laden with cologne that you smelled cologne?
But he was a kid.
Like this morning, you probably were wearing cologne as a kid.
I was.
Oh.
Yeah. I sprayed it between classes and, yeah.
Between your what?
Between my classes.
Oh, oh, I thought you
were, no, don't do that.
I thought he said something else too.
And then.
I said, how many of those do you have?
And I love that he's wearing Johnny Depp's sausage. Now, what is it called?
Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Dior Sauvage.
Which smells like sausage, like off of a pizza or something. Yes, you were smelling your own cologne. The smell of a turtle is probably gross. So how you don't know when people are trying to scam you?
Well, it was my mother's boyfriend, so it's possible.
Didn't you say earlier one of the many?
I didn't say the many.
You did.
One of her boyfriends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the two scariest word in the English language? Two scariest words in the mom's boyfriend.
Oh, okay. You know,
and turtle butt. Yeah. That's pretty good.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
So when the idea is ridiculous, it usually turns out to be ridiculous. If it sounds ridiculous at the start, then it ends up being ridiculous.
Well, now sometimes the ridiculous is more real than we want it to be.
You have no idea what I'm referring to.
I don't.
So, that being the case, save that comment, which I'm still trying to dissect. Which now what?
Well, sometimes the more ridiculous things do turn out to be real, and it's like, how is that even real? I mean, you can't say everything that sounds ridiculous usually is ridiculous.
Cashierless checking out, just grab it and go at grocery stores, is now going away. Sounded ridiculous to us at the beginning, and now they're doing away with it.
Well, it's not been around very long. How can they
already...
It's
been around since 2017.
That long?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it had been around that long.
We talked about this in the news, remember, because Whole Foods down here on Paper Mill was going to be one of them.
Yeah, I do know that.
Which is an Amazon grocery store where you could walk in and with an array of camera technology and other sensors, they were going to be able to determine what you were walking out with.
Yeah.
And then charge your phone, which was in the proximity of the store, for what it was worth.
Now, had you ever used that?
Well, first of all, it never became a thing there. Never became a thing there. You could scan with your phone, but this wasn't the grab and go.
Now, my husband does that at Walmart. I almost said Walmart. Because that's how you
say
it.
You cannot grab off the shelf and walk out of the store without doing something.
No, he does the scan and go.
You know, that's just self-checkout, dear.
No, at Walmart, he does the scan and go. I'm almost positive.
Which is self-checkout.
He doesn't go through the self-checkout.
So he scans it on the shelf and puts it into a bag and leaves?
He puts it in his cart, yeah.
And then does he bag it somewhere?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him because he's got Walmart Plus or something like that. I've never used it because he said just the other day I was complaining about how busy it was right before Easter.
I mean, are you sure it's not just one of those, like, it's just a different, because I've seen the regular self-checkout, I've seen scan and go, which means you already have a card on file that you go to a kiosk the same way you would go to a self-checkout or a cashiered checkout line. You scan your groceries there, you put them in bags, and you just probably don't have to do the pay process. It may already be on your phone, but you've got to alert them somehow. And maybe it's by using your phone in some way, shape, or form, the same way in which you use GPay or Apple Pay. You tap your phone against something. Let's say you wanted an apple juice, because, you know, everything's made out of apple juice, even orange juice. And you grab it off the shelf. Oh, you have no. Look up the apple juicification of America.
Yes,
everything is apple juice. Cranberry juice is apple juice.
Really?
Yes, flavored apple juice, calling it cranberry juice. Hmm. Huh. Nonetheless, don't let me distract you.
Okay.
Because you know how I know how that goes. I've lost my damn train of thought.
Apple juice.
No, the checkout. Okay,
you go, let's say you walk in, you want to grab an apple juice. You grab it off the shelf, and then you just walk straight back out of the store. You don't stop at a kiosk. You don't bring out your phone, nothing. That's what that was.
I know what you're talking about.
That's different than what they're doing at the Walmart market.
Okay, because I thought it's my understanding that he just takes his phone, boop, boop, and then...
That's a step that you don't do at these walkout grocery stores.
I understand
stores.
That.
Okay, so there was a... There's no In-N-Out here yet. That's going to be here in about 2026.
Oh, the burgers. Yeah.
So Amazon is removing its cashierless checkout system at fresh supermarkets in the U.S.
Okay.
Which I guess is another variety of Whole Foods somewhere. Making this the latest recalibration of its grocery strategy. The company won't include the system called Just Walk Out in existing fresh stores in the new location slated to open this year. You know why? Because Just Walk Out is also Just Run Out, which is also called looting, which is also called California. Oh, it's just, you know, because it's just nobody. Look, businesses are getting up and leaving places like New York and California.
Yeah.
Because the lax laws about things that you steal, and if it's not a certain value, then they don't even prosecute you, okay?
Yeah.
You got people running into stores and rummaging through shelves, stealing stuff every minute of every day.
It's happening. And everything's behind lock and key now. Well, I mean, everything.
Not everything. Not everything. Not everything is behind lock and key. Yes, there are certain things behind lock and key, and there are more things behind lock and key now than ever before, but not everything is under lock and key.
A lot of things.
Thank you.
Lot of things.
Yes.
Even here. Even here.
Right.
In Knoxville.
Yes.
A lot of
more
things.
More now than ever because there's more shoplifting around. So I would think the term just walk out is something they'd like to recalibrate. And they should. Now they're going to be relying on something called dash carts, which reminds me of a word, dining and dashing.
Yeah.
When you would eat and run.
Maybe they need to rethink their wording on these things, for one thing.
Which will track and tally up items as shoppers place them in their carts, enabling people to skip the checkout line. You know, I'm sorry. How busy does your day have to be? Now, granted, I know people hate lines. But there's enough, if they just put in more self-checkout, even though I think, and look this up, self-checkout is like becoming like something you have to pay to be part of.
Some stores are talking about it, wasn't it?
And I think some are doing it. Target
Walmart.
And Walmart are doing, like you have to be a Walmart Plus member to be able to use self-checkout and stuff like that. And I guess you can't trust people. But I guess how busy is your day that you can't even go to the grocery store? I guess there are people like that. Luckily, that's not my life. But they want to be able to make it more convenient, more valuable to the shopper. And so far, they've seen positive results, which, of course, they said the first go around with the just walk out plan they had before.
But how much more convenient do we need than ordering your groceries online, driving by and picking them up, or ordering them online and having them delivered
for you? And how often have you gotten the wrong thing?
Well, you do get the wrong thing.
I want to make that choice myself. Now, a lot of times they will take a picture or they'll call you and they'll say, hey, we don't have this. My daughter has had on multiple occasions, does the whole delivery to the home thing, multiple occasions has had the wrong item where they didn't inform her first and they gave her something incredible and just as wrong as can be, which makes more of a process out of it than less. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Sorry. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Matter of fact, I look at the grocery store. I even texted my wife this the other day that when we first moved away from home for the first time after we'd gotten together, she graduated from college. I ran from college with my hair on fire.
So that's what happened.
Yes. Mm. And I'm sorry. Well, they lit it on fire and said to leave campus. you know, the small little things like going to the grocery store was like such a big deal. It was like, wow. Grown up.
That's
like,
when you know you're an adult.
It's like when you, yes, it was just like, so, and it's like, so every once in a while, especially when I'm alone, if I'm in the grocery store and I just kind of get that feeling, wow, I'm at the grocery store. And it just harkens back to 39 years ago when we first started going to grocery stores and stuff like that. But I don't mind going to the grocery store. I mean, you know, a line, what is 3 minutes, 5 minutes? I mean, if you're in a line at 10 minutes and there's something wrong with the grocery store.
You know, I think there's a lot more people who do have issues with the lines and stuff now because when I did my Easter shopping the end of the week, I did wait till the end of the week because
you waited till the very last minute to do something? Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, normally
sign up for a driving course to save yourself some points on your license?
Normally, I do my holiday meal shopping earlier because I know it's going to be crazy. But when I did my Easter holiday meal shopping, I felt like I was the only one that was actually doing my own shopping. There were so many Instacart carts and people shop. I mean, you could barely get through the aisles. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, there were so many of those stacked carts and people shopping. You could barely get around them. Every aisle had at least 4 to 6 of those carts with somebody else doing the shopping for someone else, which is great.
It's an obstacle course now.
But it was crazy. I've never seen it so busy.
Amazon in 2018 debuted the cashierless technology at a convenience store on its Seattle campus. The system relies on an array of cameras and sensors throughout the store that monitor which items shoppers take with them and charge them automatically when they leave.
How much is that costing the store, too? I mean, to have those monitors in the carts.
Well, if you have fewer employees, you're paying people. The highest expense of any business is people.
Yeah.
So when you eliminate people, you eliminate salary, wages, benefits, all the stuff that comes along with an employee. So,
that it costs goes them.
Once
that.
Once you've instituted a system, these systems all pay for themselves.
Yeah.
Not even eventually.
I mean, we've talked about that with the fast food stuff.
When you hire people,
they'll have robots.
When you hire fewer people, and I say bring on the damn robots. Bring on the robots. I don't care if one of my dipping sauces for my McNuggets has to be oil. I don't care. Bring on the damn robots.
I like people, though.
I don't want people touching my food.
I don't like fast food people. I'm not going to say I don't like fast food people.
You just said I don't like fast food people.
Yeah, you did. It's kind of late for that.
Yeah, but they're just, most of them are rude, at least my experiences. So I'd prefer a robot.
Bring on the robots.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
I like
human
interaction.
And if a robot takes over this job, then so be it. That's what I say. The robot won't be able to take over my retirement. I promise you that. Be able to do what I want to do at some point in the future. If I'm ever able to retire. Done. But a little different. The shop and dash or dash carts or put everything in your cart and go barreling out the front door, because you see that all the time too.
Yeah.
You see people. I love when customers get involved in stopping other customers from stealing.
You're that person.
I would be that person.
Yeah.
If the store employees were attempting to stop somebody from taking a full shopping cart out, I would lay on top of the cart. I would wrestle the cart to the ground. I would take it off its wheels. I would bash it
apart. Just knock it over or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I won't have to lay hands on somebody.
I figured you'd like horse collar them or something.
I would rather disable their ability to steal than disable them.
Okay.
I mean, I do value my financial future, and I don't want to have to be sued over something.
Yeah.
Where I've, a grievous bodily harm.
Because somehow you would end up in trouble, even though they're the ones
How many times have you heard about man breaks into house, breaks ankle, sues homeowner?
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. Now,
that's why there had to be tort reform. People shouldn't be able to sue for the most ridiculous reasons in the world and then make money on it. So yes, I would err on the side of, I'll just make it really hard for him to steal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, kneecapping him would make it really hard for him to steal. But at the same time, I'll just knock the car to the ground. I'll just get in the way. I'll make it very difficult. I'll make it so that they want to leave. I'm also going to be the person that steps on an airplane too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to open up the door and throw them out and then seal the door back and it's going to be fine.
God.
Okay, everybody hang on. I'm going to open this thing. He always wanted me to go down the slide. Here he goes. Don't worry about the plane tilting to the right. We'll be fine, but we'll get his ass out of here.
We'll be fine. Well, he won't.
But I had to open those doors every night of my job when I worked for the airline.
Not while it was in flight, though.
I'm saying I know the process of opening the doors, both the jetway door, one that opens right to the jetway, the side door, the emergency door. I know how to open that one. And sometimes certain planes like the 727 had a door that would go down to stairs, the stair door on the back.
Apparently if you're on a Boeing these days, they fly open themselves.
That's sure.
So,
I think that's
the work's done.
That's a program that they've implemented to help the airlines get rid of passengers they don't want.
These doors will just pop open.
It's not even that. We'll just have a hole open up in the plane and you just dump out all your unruly passengers and then hold on. It's just going to be breezy until the end of the flight.
Well, the flight's always hot at one point anyway, so it's going to cool down. What is up with that?
American or Boeing flight should say no heat issues on our plane because it's ventilated.
Oh.
Yes, ventilated flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want anything to happen in the air.
No.
I don't. But I'll be there to help out if it does. And I do, and I do, and I know this sounds like an asshole thing, but I do say to the flight attendant, who you like to call the stewardess, I like to say to them, just in case somebody gets unruly, I'm here to help.
Now, do you really say that to them? I mean, no, you say,
I absolutely
say that, but do you really
say that? And our friend Megan, who listens to this show and podcast, knows that I said that to her when I got on the plane, the last plane I flew, and I think that was Frontier. And she's a big listener to the show.
We appreciate
and
that.
I said to her, just so you know, I'm here to help if you need help. That's all I say. And they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be serving drinks.
I'm taking them down.
I don't think they mean, oh, does he mean that he'd like to help us serve drinks? You know, I've always wanted to push a cart up and down. I filled those carts. It was part of my job, cleaning the plane, filling the carts, you know, as I worked for Piedmont Airlines back in the 80s. But
those carts look so know heavy what, to me.
And they will always look towards the bigger people on the plane to you know, help them if they need it.
Because wrestle somebody down or hold somebody down or
duct
whatever.
Tape. I will zip tie.
Be an air marshal.
Oh, I'll air marshal the shit out of it. Oh, yeah. Now, granted, I'm not carrying a piece.
Yeah.
You better not be.
Well, you should.
You'll be the one being wrestled.
That's true. I don't want to be wrestled. But yes, I'm going to be the first one to speak up. And I'm going to be the first one to get in the way of someone shoplifting. I mean, and I saw somebody attempt to pump gas. This is like 10 years ago. I said recently, but I mean just 10 years ago, before you know, you could still pump and then go in and pay.
Oh, okay.
Inside, and saw someone drive away, and someone pulled in front of them by accident, and they crashed into them trying to get away fast.
Oh gosh.
And it disabled his car. He couldn't drive it. He got out and ran.
Instant karma.
Yeah.
I love a little instant karma. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye, everybody.